Okay, let's get started. So we're going to discuss all sorts of Kriyas HaTorah shilohs that came up recently. So the first shiloh came up this week in our minyan.
What like was in the morning, in the minyan?
Yeah, Monday minyan. So what was the parsha we read this week? Parshas Yisrael. Okay, the problem was that the Sefer Torah was rolled to Parshas Beshalach, and the person we called the guy for Aliyah, he says the bracha, and then the Baal Kor starts being Parshas Beshalach. So the shiloh is, what do you do when the Baal Kor... What? No, so that you definitely don't need to do. The question is, so now we start Parshas Yisrael, but do you make a new bracha? I'm saying, does that have sick that you have to make a new bracha or not? Or can you just continue from where you're at? So that's the question. So the Shulchan Aruch brings two different opinions about this.
See, that's a problem with the Ashkenazim, that they do Hagbah after.
Yeah.
They don't know where the Parsha is before. The Sfarim, they know
where
it is before.
That's true. Yeah, I hear. Well, that's a separate discussion where the Ashkenazim do a Hagbah after. But okay. Anyway, no. So the question is, what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days. The first opinion of Shulchan Aruch says that you don't need to make a new bracha, and that you can rely on the first bracha. And the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch says you have to make a new bracha. And the Beis Yosef, he's machriel that you need to make a new bracha. And most of the Ashkenazim quotes most of Ashkenazi poskim assume this way, that you have to make a new bracha. Because there's Hesek Hadas, so you completely started the wrong parsha. You started the wrong parsha. You're flipping now. You're rolling five columns. It's a completely different parsha. That's the simple psak. That's what I told him to do. Now here's the things that get a little bit more complicated. So the Prima Gadim, he differentiates between two different types of mistakes. So he says there's a mistake when you're not sure which parsha it is, and then you find out the parsha. So he says in that case you have to make a new bracha again. Then there's another mistake where you know the correct parsha. You just like messed up and like accidentally showed the wrong place. So the Prima Gadim says in that case you don't need to make a new bracha. And that is the psak of not only the Prima Gadim, that's the psak of the Chazon Ish and a lot of the contemporary poskim. Moshe Feinstein held like that. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about Parshas Chanukah. The Baal Kor opened up the Parshas Vayishlach. And what's the parsha we normally read on Chanukah? Miketz. So Moshe Feinstein said, do you don't have to make a new bracha again? Because like everyone knows that on Chanukah you read Miketz, not Parshas Vayishlach. So the question is, what about our case here? I don't know. I thought, look, the guy, the Maisi, started reading the wrong parsha. Like, it's hard to say that. It's hard to say that
same
he.
Same spot, though. What? That's why. Same spot in the Torah, Shabbat, Yitzchak. Same area. Yeah. Pretty sure. On an average for Torah, Yitzchak falls off like the bottom third of the page.
Yeah.
Shabbat also, if I recall correctly.
Uh huh.
So you think he is a
student. You mean where this parsha.
You don't show the person doesn't see, look yeah, before he makes a bracha where he's going to say, come on, that's ridiculous.
Okay,
you
made a mistake. I don't know what's
going to happen. Yeah. So that's the psak of the Prima Gadim. Now, the Sephardi post is going to be a Yosef. So the Chida says that even though Sephardim, even though the Mechaber really, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you shouldn't make a new bracha, but the Sephardim assume Safi Brachas Hakel, even against the Shulchan Aruch. That's the psak of the Kaf Chaim and the Alkut Yosef, it's Chak Yosef. So the Sephardim for sure no new bracha. So according to Sephardim, there's definitely no new bracha. It seems Pashas of Ashkenazim, there's a new bracha. A lot of the Achorim say, like, you only need to make a new bracha if like, you really mess up. I don't know. I thought this was, at least for Ashkenazi posting, this is definitely like a case of them messing up because like they start reading the wrong Pasha. It wasn't like okay, they messed up. They thought Pashas Pesharach. So I thought even according to Prima Gadim, Pashas would be a new bracha. Now, that being said, Aruch HaShulchan, Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, so you don't have to say Baruch HaShulchan again. The Baruch HaShulchan, when it's only the bracha, right? The bracha, you should say Baruch Shem Kavod Malach Yisrael because you made a bracha of Atala. But you don't need to say Baruch again because the Baruch that you said on the wrong Aliyah that's going to count for the that counts so, because the Baruch you already did, so you just make a new bracha again.
Are you saying Hashem's name in vain if you say
Baruch? I mean, you don't need to. I mean, I don't know if it's saying Hashem's name. I mean, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. There's no chiyuv because you already that you're Yosef. The Baruch is just to get everyone listening. Well, you already did that. You accomplished that. The problem is what you didn't do is you didn't say proper bracha rishona on the leaning that you're at. So, yeah, so bottom line halacha. So if the Baal Kor starts off in the wrong spot, so the Taz assumes that if you're in the same column, you don't need to roll it Sefer Torah anymore, so then you definitely don't need to make a new bracha. Like, this happens more frequently. Let's say the Baal Kor, like, points out the wrong pasuk, right? So that is, it's like really two seconds later, something like that, everyone agrees. You don't need to make a new bracha because that's on the same page. The question is just when you have to start rolling the Sefer Torah a few columns.
See, one column with the same idea?
Yeah, once you have to start rolling the Sefer Torah, that's when things get a little more complicated, and it's this whole machlokas. But definitely, if you're on the same page, you don't need to make a new bracha, and you're in a different parasha, it's subject to this machlokas, Sfarim, you don't make a new bracha, parasha Ashkenazim, you would, but okay, again, there's definitely, even for Ashkenazim, there's what to rely upon, not to make a new bracha. Okay, that was Shiloh number one that we, interesting Sefer Kriyas HaTorah Shiloh number one that we had to deal with recently. Okay, Shiloh number two. What?
I said you have the best.
No, this is my Shaya, also at the 7 o'clock minion. It's also a recent story. So the Gabbai looks down the room, doesn't see any Kohanim, so he calls up Yisrael B'Makom Kohen. And then I noticed that there's this one guy that never really davened this minion before. So I was like, hey, maybe we should ask this guy whether he's a Kohen before we get the Sitar kicked off. So I asked him, like, yeah, are you a Kohen? So he's like, yeah, I am. So I was like,
What are the odds?
So the question is, what's the halacha when you call up a Kohen? Sorry, what's the halacha when you call up yourself for the Kohen Aliyah? Then it turns out that a Kohen, or I forgot even a Kohen, he's there. Let's say you call up yourself for Aliyah and the Kohen walks into the shul. What's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch passes, you give the Kohen the Aliyah. The Kohen gets the Aliyah. Now, the halacha is that the Yisrael, he gets to remain, he should remain there, and he gets the Yisrael Aliyah at that point. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, since you go, you call him up to the Torah, it's like, disgraceful, you're not going to give him an Aliyah now? Like, you call him up to the Torah. So, no, he still deserves an Aliyah, but you don't want him to, like, leave because you already called him up, so you just kind of have him hang out by the Bima until you can give him the first available Aliyah possible, yeah.
Question, should a person go up to the Torah? He knows he's going to get an Aliyah, but could he go up to the Torah before he gets called?
Yeah, as long as you walk a little bit before you get, as long as you walk up a little bit before. What? Yeah. Yeah, as long as... So they called him. No, so we called him. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So let's say that he already said Baruch. Let's say you call up and he already said Baruch with Hashem. So even still, the Shulchan Aruch says that the post can say you should still give the Kohen the Aliyah because as we said, Baruch with Hashem is whatever. It's just a Hakdama. So in that case, the Kohen gets the Aliyah. He still should say Baruch again. And the Yisrael, again, should remain by the Bima till he gets his Yisrael Aliyah. Now, if the Yisrael already began the Aliyah, let's say he already said Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, so he can finish the Bracha at that point, and then that's it. Once he already said the Bracha, then he could finish the Bracha and continue to the end. But if he hasn't started the Kriyas HaTorah, if he hasn't said the Bracha yet before Kriyas HaTorah, then the Kohen should be given the Aliyah instead. The Yisrael...
Yeah.
No, so you can call him up instead.
You can call him up instead,
and then you just have a Yisrael, and then you just make sure you call up that Yisrael, that you called up accidentally for a Kohen for Shlishi. So that's what we did.
So you're the rabbi of the minion.
Yeah, well...
You have your own shul.
Yeah, so that was what happened. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says he's going to be Molicho. He says if you want, the Yisrael can be Molicho, I don't know. I think the minhag is to call the guy up. If he's accidentally called up, you give him the Aliyah.
If you're the Bokor and someone just like calls you up for the Aliyah,
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. You don't have to go anywhere. The whole point of calling someone was just to know, like, who's getting the Aliyah. It's not... did you just say Yamo? I don't think you even say the person's name, right?
Yeah, in Shabbat, they do.
Shabbat,
yeah. Yeah? Yeah, they do?
Yeah. Shlishi, Yamod, Ploni, Ben-Ploni.
Mm-hmm. They're Makabed.
It's different also.
Oh, yes, Svadi. I forgot. I keep forgetting it's Svadi.
That's why
I'm always
on these issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? No, I was gonna ask because sometimes I once went to Shmuel Eliyahu. They just said like Yamot Rishon, Yamot Cheni, whatever, Yamot Kohen, Yamot Levi. So in that case like that, they said Yamot Yisrael Bimakom Rishon or whatever, what did that make it? And the guy start walking up.
I mean, some of what if he's already there. I'm saying, it's not if he's there, he's there. He's already at the Shulchan Aruch of Sfardi. Saying, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if the guy has already called for Aliyah, he's standing there ready to get the Aliyah, and Cohen walks in, you should make sure we should try giving the Aliyah once at that point.
And would that override, if someone has a Chiyuv to get an Aliyah, would be Mechavi to see Saul override
a giving Aliyah? I mean, Stalma, yeah. I mean, if he can be, according to the Aruch Shulchan, he can be Mocha on his cover, but if he's not Mocha, I mean, Stalma has a. He also has a chiyuv in a certain sense, because here he got called for Aliyah. Like a chassan, David's wedding, or an offer of a mitzvah boy, or whatever, something like that. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay, so that was Shiloh number two. Shiloh number three, recent Shiloh also. This was in our minion. Bob Kore gets up. He only reads the first two psukim. Then the guy makes the bracha afterwards, right? So what's... What?
What are these
Balkar
customs you have in the shul?
Yeah, this is in...
Did the Balkar stop, or...?
No, Balkar read the first 2 seconds of Aliyah, stops, and then the guy made the bracha afterwards.
Why did Balkar stop?
Well, the Balkar messed up with Aliyah, and...
He thought it was the end of Aliyah,
and he stopped after only 2 psukim. Right, so what's the halacha?
You need three
psukim. So the question is, what do you do? So the guy made the bracha after the Kriya Satorah. So the question is, what do you do now? Do you just read a third pasuk and you just say, well, the bracha is a bracha of atala, and you say bracha shame? Or do you assume that once you said the bracha afterwards, it's a hesech hadas, and then you have to make a new bracha rishon, and you have to redo the kriyas Torah, or you have to start the tipsukim again? So this is a major machalikus between Morgan Abram and the Taz. Morgan Abram says, once he read two psukim, he makes the bracha chorin, it's a hesech hadas, you have to restart the entire kriyas Torah again, you have to read through psukim again. That's the Psak of Eli Rab, it's the Psak of the Chidah, and I believe most Sardi poskim something like this. However, there are a lot of Ashkenazi poskim disagree. The Taz argues, the Taz says, no, it's just the Rav, it's a Bracha Vatala, but once you haven't called someone up yet, it's just like an interruption of the Kriyas Torah, just continue reading. And okay, he'll make the Bracha after the third Pasuk again. So that's the psak of the Taz that's held. Pirmei Gadim Mechayi Adam held, but Mishnah Berurah in Aruch HaShulchan, they're obviously held like that, but the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is like most of the poskim, like Mug and Ram, El Yerabah, that in that case you have to make a new bracha Rishon because it's Hechsech Hadas. So Pashas, that's the halacha in that case. Yeah, Ashkenazim. So what about the five? This case says, this is also kind of cool. Let's say you do 2.5 seconds. What's the in that case? 2.5 seconds. Sorry, you're going to tell me how can a Balkoi mess up so much that you're going to do 2.5 seconds? So, Sweet Pesach Frank has dealt with the following. This is a true story. So, what's the Kriyas HaTorah in Hanukkah? We read the Parshas in the same. It's very similar. So, they read the Kohen Aliyah. Which is right, so they break up, right? We break up, like, let's say the second day in the Nesim, right? So you read the first half of the second Nasi's Korban, then the second half of the Nasi's Korban, and then the third Aliyah is the third Nasi's. What? It's the third Nasi's Korban.
It's like teasing each pasuk, maybe the first half, and you can stop there, it counts as 19.
Yeah, no. So here's what happened, though. The guy read the Kohen Aliyah properly, and then for Levi Aliyah, he read the wrong day. So, are you going to tell me what's the problem? But right, he read a different Nasi. Meaning, everyone agrees if you read, like, if you mess up on Chanukah, you read day 7 instead of day 4. That is okay. But the problem is now you're reading, he read for the Kohen Aliyah, he's reading day 4. For the Levi Aliyah, he's reading the Levi Aliyah of day 7. So, he's reading the wrong, right? The first half of the Pasuk is correct. Because the Pesukim for the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah are all the same. The only thing that's different is the names of the Nesim. So the only thing that was different in the end of the Levi Aliyah was the name of the Nasi. So essentially what the guy did is he read 2.5 proper psukim. Because the first half of the pasuk is right, the only thing that he messed up on was the name of the Nasi. So Shiloh, what do you do in that case?
But your kavana wasn't for that. I mean, you read the same thing, but your kavana, I guess, wasn't for that specific Nasi.
Correct, yeah, because he skipped. Remember, he messed up. He messed up, like, he read the wrong day. So he basically found out. So he found that case he'd be Yotze. Because he thought that, because the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chavbeis is Macholkis, where we split up Psukim. So he thought B'di'evan, in that case, if you read 2.5 Psukim, at least that's better than 2. So in that case, he would be Yotze B'di'evan. Okay, hopefully we won't have this Shiloh like that.
Unless you really have a
pasuk
in a case where the pasuk is like a break in the Torah in between, like a Vayishma Yisrael.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you theoretically in that case, that's 2.5 seconds.
So that it'd be the same machlokes that the according to Rabbi Yitzchak Frank and also said Rabbi Yosher, he says that if you read 2.5 seconds b'diavad, you'd stop right there. You won't continue. Okay, that's Shiloh number 3. And then the last Kriyas Torah Shiloh, which I got recently, was from a guy. He wanted to know in an Ashkenazi, he's leaning today in an Ashkenazi place. He wanted to know if he could do a Chassidish Havara. What? No. It's not David Dan. So is a Chassidish Havara in an Ashkenazi shul, is that an acceptable?
Is he himself
Chassidish? No, he's not Chassidish. But he wanted to learn the Chassidish.
Make a joke or something?
No, he wanted to learn the Chassidish Havara for the Kriyas Torah. I think he's going to use Chabad.org. Now, it could be Chabad.org doesn't do Chassidish Havara. It could just be it's no Ashkenazi Havara, so it's not going to be such a problem. But the question is this a good idea or a bad idea, learning a Chassidish Havara for an Ashkenazi minion? So who is there against the Sirva Yashiv? So he says, so Norma Paskins, if a Baal Korah reads a word that changes the meaning, so you have to fix it. Yes. So how does Hasim say u? Like who?
He always say
he. He. So he says, you're either going to be saying who, and they're going to be reading as he. Right, that's the problem. It's not gender fluidity. It's not like men and women just to change one another. So Rabbi Yashiv said, if you're an Ashkenazi man, do not have a Chassidish. Someone was telling me also recently, like David Feinstein, so he's a good lit back. So he said it's ois. So a guy came up to him, so he's talking about the dog choices. So a guy didn't know much. He comes up to David Feinstein, he's like, is it true? You really have to have four cases of wine on cases of wine on. No, the guy thought he really had to have four because. Yes, so Doug Francis said, no, it's cases. It's four cups, not four entire cases of wine. So I'm saying, like, you pronounce words wrong, man. You can come up with all sorts of other meanings. So if you're leaning for an Ashkenazi meaning, so all the posts can bring down. If you're leaning for a particular minion, so you should try to follow the nusach of that seaboard. And that being said, let's say you're in an Ashkenazi show and you only have a Sfardi who knows how to lean. Everyone agrees, or not all everyone, the Briskerov is Machbid, the Briskerov is there, the Grizz is very Machbid about this, but the Stipler and the Chazanish, Moshe Feinstein, they assume that in that case, then whoever knows how to read can read, and you can read it as long. Moshe Feinstein writes that for every Havar is really correct, as long as it has some sort of Mesoro. And ideally, each person should try to hear the Kriyas Torah in their Havara, but if not, then they can hear it in whatever Havara they can hear. So that was the psak. So I told this guy, like, if the Chabad leaning sounds very similar to like the Ashkenazi leaning that everyone's used to, fine. If you're going to start pronouncing stuff in all sorts of ways that people are not used to, then let's try to avoid that for an Ashkenazi.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, so you should try to stick to your Havara. Yes, I guess we'll just agav that. We'll discuss the upcoming Shiloh, Parshas Zachor. So in certain places, they have this minog of reading Parshas Zachor in every single nusach possible. You know what I'm talking about?
And the yeshivas, they do it.
Yeah, they try to read the Temani nusach, and they do the Ashkenazis, yeah. And they do, what else do they do? The Sfardi, and they do come up with other Chassidish pronunciation and whatever. They try to be Yotze every single possible Havar ever, which I guess if you want to get pretty, you can get pretty macrid if you want to try to be Yotze everyone. So the question is this a good idea or a bad idea? Is this a good Chumrah or a bad Chumrah? So, okay, there's definitely some yeshivas that do it, but so far in writing, all I've seen is posts who are not necessarily so thrilled about this. Sternbach says he's never heard of such a thing. In the door, it's a code meme that they read Parsha Zachor once, and he says you don't have to start reading. He says you don't have to start reading Parsha Zachor in every single possible variation. And Shlomo Zalman Abba Chol says it's not covered to the Sefer Torah that you're reading Parsha Zachor in every single. He said just read in your normal nusach and you don't have to start getting fancy of everything. And I saw the that say l'chorav of Chaim David Alevi, he didn't think that you have to read Parsha Zachar in every single Havar, you just do the Nusach of the Tzibur, you're good to go of that. And he said also, like, it's a zilzal, meaning every other Shabbos of the year, we're not going to lean every single Havar, and all of a sudden, like, we're just going to be like, he said, just do every week of the year, so you don't need to be you don't need to be super mach with Parsha Zachar. But Yashav, I think, also said the same way. He said, just follow the rule of Tzibor. And, okay, if you're an Ashkenazi man, you should try to have someone do an Ashkenazi reading. And Rav Avadya Yosef paskin for a Sephardi yeshiva bach and an Ashkenazi yeshiva, then the Sephardim should try to arrange a separate Kriyas Torah for a Sephardim for Parsha Zachar. Huh?
What did Gush do?
They did once.
So they did,
why,
like, 10?
You
have to read, like, one book there and do an Ashkenazi American.
Well, I don't know how you got 10 of ours.
I don't know. Yemeni one,
Sephardi one, Ashkenazi
one. There was a high pitch one,
a
low pitch one. I'm serious.
High pitch
and
low pitch.
Yeah, the guy had the high pitch voice. What's his name?
Yeah, the
short
guy. Yeah. Sure, yeah.
What's the
chiluk between that?
What's the difference?
Zahor,
is that
cool?
Like a crazy high pitch.
Well, I'm saying what's the Lamai Nafkamina? I'm saying what?
Oh,
Wendy
was like a long voice and from
Zahor,
like crazy high pitch voice.
I'm saying what's the hitter in high pitch voice. <so. laughs> Okay, yes. Yeah, so,
making fun of people who the Ashkenazim who were differentiating between Zecher and Zecher.
Right, Mr. Burr brings that down.
Yeah,
Ravadia
also
jokes
sometimes.
Ravadia's not. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah,
Ravadia. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, so it seems bottom line that, bottom line, it definitely seems like this Chumrah is a new invented Chumrah. It's more than saying Yomi Machri or whatever, but it's definitely no chiv to force everyone to listen to Parsha Zachar in every single possible part of ever.
For Ashkenazi, if you just say either one, Zechar or Zechar, if you just say one, and the guy makes
a
bracha.
Yeah, you'd be good to say. Yeah, we're just trying to be Machri for the
difference
years.
Between Zechar and Zechar? The letter is a tzeret.
Yeah, I know, it doesn't change the meaning. Yeah, it could then be Yotzei for Ashkenazim. Yeah. Okay, so that's that. I guess we have a few minutes left. So if there's any particular shahs we can discuss, we could just discuss in general, like when to correct the Balkara, unless there's any particular.
So last year for Yisrael, like, yeah. Some guy, I don't know, he got up in Aliyah in my shul and he read it. Instead of Velo Taleb and Ma'alo Sam Izbechi, he said Velo Taleb and Ma'ali Sam Izbechi, that you can't go with an.
So let's discuss. So changing the correcting Bakar. So we'll first start with the one cheetah that said you don't need to, you shouldn't, which is this has been rejected. So the manik said that there's an issa daraisa of embarrassing someone publicly. Save a manik says you should do that. Yeah, so it's an issa to embarrass someone. Okay, so don't embarrass someone and let as long as he doesn't like completely. As long as he, like, doesn't completely, say if he, like, skips 10 psukim, so, like, okay, but I'm saying, like, if he just makes mistakes, what? Yeah, so according to the Mani, you don't need to correct him. However, the Rambam argues in the Shulchan Aruch, so it's a bit unclear what the Shulchan Aruch holds. Pashas in the Shulchan Aruch is if the Baal Kor reads the wrong word, then you need to correct him. However, there are more paskins of halacha that for Ashkenazim, you only need to correct if they change the meaning of the word. So only if the meaning of the word is changed, so then it needs to be corrected. If not, then you're okay without it. And if they skip a letter, it doesn't change the meaning of the word. So let's say, the post can discuss the final case. Let's say the word Aaron, the name Aaron, let's say they read Aaron. They forget the Aleph. So you have to correct that or not. So according to Ramah, the basic Ashkenazi Pesach, you don't need to correct in that case. However, the Gra and the Prichadash assume that in that case, since you're like pronouncing the word completely wrong, then you should correct. But Me'ikra didn't. Most Ashkenazi posts can really seem like Dharma. In that case, if you're not changing the meaning of the word, then you don't need to correct the Bakora. So just some examples of changing the meaning. So just some, I guess, practical examples. Yeah.
If you skip the word at anywhere.
Yeah. So if you skip a word, then you definitely have to. Then you definitely have to be.
It makes a difference the word at.
It doesn't matter because if you skip a word, then you didn't read it. You have to read everything. If you skip a word, let's say the post discuss. Let's say you pronounce at as eight. Right, so that doesn't change the meaning, so that you don't have to correct. Right, so okay, so well, let's say the Buchacher says, what about the MacBook? So let's say the guy messes up and doesn't do the MacBook. He says that's fine, doesn't really change the meaning. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of the
Like, yeah, that for sure, you don't have to correct. Well, Rishon Zalman even went, took a step further. So he said, let's say the mess up Mil Ra Mil El. Right, so like, how do you say V'ahavta? Yeah, so but so some people have this. Some people like to say V'ahavta, and they like V'ahavta, or they emphasize the beginning, which is wrong.
No, it's right.
No, it should be.
It's Mil El V'ahavta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's.
Mil-
oh,
you said they emphasize.
Mil Ra. Okay, well, yeah, it should be the emphasis should be.
It shouldn't be V'ahavta. It should be V'ahavta.
Yeah, right. Yeah, good, yeah, good, exactly.
Right, yeah.
On the Aleph, yeah. Yeah, sorry, you're right. It's Mil El, Mil Ra. So if a person is showing them, so in that case, you also don't need to correct. If they mess up Mil El, Mil Ra, you don't need to correct. They mess up the trap, so that's also complicated. The Shulchan, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shulchan Atzei Shittim or something like that. And he says that if the trap changes the meaning of the word, so like if a person just like randomly throws in a self pasuk in the middle of the Kriyas Torah, in the middle of the pasuk, so that's going to completely change the meaning. So he says in that case, you really should go back. Or if like you skip a self pasuk, that's also going to completely change the sentence flow. So in that case, you should go back. It gets more complicated if it's like over trap and changes the meaning. Technically speaking, you don't need to change the trap. If it changes the meaning, you should, but it's like very hard. You have to really be on top of your game to know when the trap.
Yeah, Tamani Shul, everybody's on top of their game.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows how to read. Yeah. But the rules are in our shul is only the rabbi could correct.
Only the rabbi.
Only he's allowed to correct.
If you get corrected on trap, is it better to just keep on going and not repeat the words?
No, I mean, you could repeat the word. I'm saying,
If you get correct on the trumpet and it has Shem Hashem.
Oh, yeah, just keep going. Yeah, the minhag, honestly, for correcting with Shem Hashem, the minhag is to let him finish the pasuk, then have him go back, unless there's another Shem Hashem in the pasuk. But that's the minhag. The Sitz HaLev says that's the minhag. It's not like me Ikra then. Yeah.
Can you lean by heart sometimes?
Can you lean by heart? That's a problem.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem. He memorized
from his bar mitzvah. That definitely doesn't work. No, the post can discuss the final case. Let's say no one wants to lean in the shul. So what do you do? So first, we'll just discuss what the post can don't. They're not a fan of. This is definitely not a fan. They someone invented this thing. It's like a plastic cover you put on top of the Sefer Torah that has a nikudot in the chop.
Oh my! It's probably in the reform
what?
Shul.
What? No. What? They're not fans of the Sheva Levi. So it's like, we never done this before. Like, so the Sheva Levi and the Sternbach, they're like the Shagan. They're like, no, this is not a mahalach. Like, we don't put these plastic cars. Even though this, maybe technically speaking, I mean, it doesn't seem to be technically a problem. But like, okay, that's definitely not a viable option. So the question is, what is a viable option? So Moshe Feinstein was against the following case. Having the Baal Korah read from a Chumash, then read into the Sefer Torah, because he's saying that Rav Moshe felt that the guy's going to be reading from the Chumash, and he's not going to read it back in the Sefer Torah, he's going to be reading it from the Chumash. But a lot of posts can argue from Moshe, but Menashe Klein wasn't so happy about that, and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they said, no, like, b'diavad, that if you have no choice, then read the Pasuk from the Chumash, and then make sure that when you read the Pasuk from Sefer Torah, you're actually reading from Sefer Torah, you're not reading it from the Chumash.
Could you, with no
trap,
just read the words?
Yeah, b'diavad. Yeah. So Shulchan says, let's say you have no one that knows how to lane. So b'diavad, just read the words, and you should just pause by self pasuk. Yeah, the trap is definitely, except for according to the Rambam, the trap is not ma'akev. The trap is definitely not ma'akev. So you just read the words, and Shulchan says you should do that. Shulchan says,
reading twice.
What?
You're reading twice, once from the
No, then, you're reading it to yourself silently from the Chumash, and then you're going to read it from the Sefer Torah itself. No, yeah, so the
Shulchan...
Not ideal. No, so the Shulchan says explicitly that if no one knows how to do the laning, best to still not be about the laning, have someone read from the Sefer Torah. Now, the Pre-Chal shows, let's say no one knows how to read Hebrew. So, in that case, there are still some posts who say it's still better to do it, but the Pre-Chal shows is like, your mom's going to like butcher every word, and you're not going to get anything done, then you shouldn't. So you shouldn't do Kisar. I mean, if you can't do it, you can't do it.
If you have no Torah, what do you do?
If you have no Torah.
Like if you go on a vacation for Shabbat the
whole
time.
No, so that's, what?
In a weekday, you know.
In a weekday? No, in a weekday, you definitely don't need to do it. I'm saying, there's no... If you can get a Sefer Torah by Mincha, That's a whole deal. But for Ashkenazim, if you can get a Kriyas Tatar by Mincha, you should learn at Mincha.
I'm saying, let's say you're whatever, on a cruise for the whole Shabbat, there's no Sefer Torah or something.
Usually on the cruise, they have.
No, I mean, it's Machlokes in Shem. We pass in the Lacha, we don't. Yeah, I think the Shulchan says a Zeichel or Davi, you can do it. We assume the halacha. I'm thinking you can make up one. I mean, this is the whole shout out in COVID about making up Mitzvahs of Torah, that you can make up the Mitzvahs of Torah next week. Yeah, definitely not ideal. Okay, whatever changing. Shronach. So that the post can say you can definitely make off the Balkor messes up on. What? Comments Patach, yeah, that, again, gets complicated as a Shem Hashem. For Ashkenazim, right, so the Shem Hashem is a, I always get
oy.
These. Yeah, it's Oi. Yeah, no, so the Zionists, they change it to I. Yeah, so that's not so posh, because when it comes to all other words, so we assume it's a keynote, but like the Shem Hashem, you can't just start making up your own pronunciations for the Shem Hashem. So this, even the Sfardim, Rav Avadia Yosef says that even for Sfardim should change it a bit, right? How does Sfardim say Shem Hashem? They don't do Oi, they don't do either, they do like a in between. Rav Avadia said that they shouldn't do a comma, no, I always get confused in the comments on Patach.
They shouldn't do a pata.
Yeah, Sfardim should differentiate between the, they shouldn't follow the, is mad in Israeli duk-duk. Yeah. Yeah, so that's in terms of the Shem Hashem. Whatever major...
I was wondering, so why by in Parsha Shkong is soon, right?
Yeah.
So why, if it's not the way up to Kitsi, it's the same Parsha Kitsi, why is Sarah Sikon Torah?
Oh, so that's a big... Not everyone agrees you need a separate Sefer Torah. The Rosh Shmuel Salant, and I'm forgetting someone else, but I think that there's, yeah, Shmuel Salant and there's, they both said that you don't need to. Their minhag, I think, was for Parshas Ki Tisa, was just to keep the same Sefer Torah.
Even the
Save,
or even the Bible,
yeah,
it's faster than the whole Sefer Torah, which
yeah, correct. No, but I think that was, no, once it's the Takana to take a two Sefer Torah for two, once it's two separate Kriyas.
The whole reason at the same time?
What? That's what they said. That's why they said to take out. That's why they said you can just roll one. But I've said I think that since it's a Takana to, it's two separate Kriyas. We do two.
They make more money from donations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, two Pteichos, two Hagbas, two. What?
$10,000 every week.
Yeah, two Hagbas, two Galulas. You get more money. So I guess yeah, you get more Kogels. I think the. Yeah, some shows there. They sell leaves every week. It's a good money maker. Yeah, so... yeah, but
$100,000 for Cohen.
Cohen?
Whoa.
Yeah.
And the Syrian shoe in New Jersey.
Yeah? $100,000 for Aaliyah? Okay.
And the shoes in Brooklyn, the Sephardi shoes, it starts with 101 is the minimum.
101.
That's the minimum, $101.
For Aaliyah?
For anything. Anything that they sell.
No, I heard in the bells there, in the bells, and Yom and the Rhyme for bells. I think they're selling stuff like a million shekels. Like, that's the, no, it's like a million, maybe it's $1 million, like yeah. million. What,
well, what's his name? Some chassid here, he donated $1 million to the Rosh Yeshiva from Gur.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, so if you want to get an Aaliyah at bells, if you have $1 million, then.
Why
by
Al-Jashir, there's
no, what's it,
Malay? What's the
O?
There's no, like, O in the
Tikkun.
Yeah, there's no, yeah, or something.
You know,
at least in that
Tikkun. I don't know.
Okay, yeah,
so, yeah. Okay, maybe let's just discuss also Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton. So what did you guys do today?
It's Tam
Elyon. Tam
Elyon? Yeah. So, for I saw for Temanim, it's different. So they read the Anochi, the first deeper
yeah.
in the regular Tam Tachton,
yeah.
but the rest of the Sarasa Devos in Tam
Elyon. Tam Elyon, yeah. So
Israel only does on Shavuos Tam Elyon, the rest of the
years. Yeah, so Pashtos, that's the Minyan. Masses Binyamin, there's a Minog of doing Tam. Masses Binyamin says only on Shavuos do we do Tam Elyon, because the reason why we read the Sarasa Devos on Shavuos is to be a Zeich of Maimon Har Sinai. So in Shavuos, it makes sense to do Tam Elyon and break it up into the Dibros. Whereas when it comes to Parshas Yitro in Parshas, during the year, then it doesn't make any sense to read Tam Elyon. So that and the Sfardim are, I'm forgetting, the Kaf Chaim, I'm pretty sure it's the Sfardi Pesach. The Sfardim only do it on Shavuos. They don't do it on Parshas Rachan. And
Temanim, they do it any time.
You do it every time.
Sfardim today, we daven in the Chaim,
should
they get
Tam Elyon?
Yeah.
Yes, so the Yavit, so he says that for Ashkenazim that they should do Tam Elyon. What's his raya? Because in Chumash they print the Tam Elyon for the Dibro in Parshat Ve'achanan. So if, but when are you going to read them? We don't read them on Shavuos. So he says they must do it for both. You read Tam Elyon both for Shavuos and for during the Parshat of Shavuos. But I saw some Achon wanted to say, no, when are you going to read the Dibro in Parshat Ve'achanan Tam Elyon? At Hakel, because Hakel is a Zecher from Ayman Har Sinai, so therefore that's when you read the Dibrot in
Parashat.
And what
about standing up for a Saras HaDibros?
Yes, so the Chidah is...
Did they do it here today?
I don't know, I didn't dive down here. The Chidah says the entire reason why we stand up is a Zecher from Ayman Har Sinai.
Yeah.
So seemingly, Tam Elyon, Rav Salvechik like to explain that, the reason when you do Tam Elyon, you're also going to stand up, because that's the Zecher from Ayman Har Sinai. But Pashtus, the Kriyas HaTorah today wasn't the Zecher from Ayman Har Sinai. Only the Kriyas HaTorah at Shavuos is the Zecher from Ayman Har Sinai. So there's no need to stand up for the... And the Rav Avadi Yosef was very against Rav Avadi Yosef, the Rabbi Rav Yashav. Rav Yashav held in his minyan, he would not let the Baal Koris start the Aseres HaDibros till everyone was sitting.
Sitting?
Because he held like the Rambam, that's also to stand up for the Aseres HaDibros. That's his sack. But okay, the minhag's definitely not like
because
that.
You don't want to stand up for like one
aliyah. Yeah, it looks like you're showing, you're giving more, you give private. I mean, the minhag's definitely not like that. I'm almost all over posting my game.
Are you in general supposed to stand up for
Kriyas HaTorah?
Yeah.
So the Ma'aram is a chumra. The Ma'aram used to stand up for all of Kriyas HaTorah, and they like to explain because all Kriyas, according to Zohar, Kriyas HaTorah is a zech of Ma'amid Har Sinai. So once the Ma'amid Har Sinai, I mean, Kishmo, Kenhu, right? Ma'amid, when you're standing, so to follow Kriyas HaTorah, you're supposed to stand, right? Why is Kriyas HaTorah like a Ma'amid Har Sinai? So for example, they say that so there's a bima, it's like the har, and that's where you try to have three people, because that's...
You need three people there?
You need three people, Aaron, Moshe, and Chor. Yeah, so you don't need to, like, some people are very macro that they like to have, like, two people stand, but that you don't need. You only need to have, meaning, you only need to have two gabbais. One gabbai. I mean, you only need one gabbai. You don't need a second. The reason why Shul's have a second gabbai is because in case the Kohen gets the first aliyah, so then you need a third person standing there. So then they have a gabbai sheni. But like Lamaisa, if you have a Baal Kori and you have a Kohen, you only need one gabbai. You don't need a second gabbai there.
They only have two there.
But the Temanim, they have the Chazan,
yeah,
and then the person who reads the aliyah.
That's it.
And
no.
No other person.
Okay, it could be just
the bracha, so he goes back to his seat.
He doesn't
but
wait by
the
way.
They wait until the other person finishes his aliyah, so that's how they have three people all the time.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's your question? Az Yashin?
What is it?
It's a chum.
Where?
Nowhere in Az Yashin.
Yeah.
So, at least in this
two,
I
haven't
checked on there.
Yeah.
Like on top. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's written
Chaser. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, so I guess we should try to do Kriyas HaTorah properly. Try not to make mistakes.
Yeah, to show proper cover for the time.
What? Yeah. Okay.